Now, we have Carlene Pettit.
Pettit, yes.
And you are an airline captain, is that correct?
I am actually an airline first officer. I'm an airline pilot. I've worked for 8 airlines. So every time I start over, they keep making me go to the bottom.
You are the perennial, but really, really good first officer.
Absolutely.
A serial first officer.
A serial first officer. I like that. But you're also a blogger and an author, and you've got a new book out. Is that correct? Flight for Control.
Yes,
you're signing these, aren't you, here at Oshkosh?
I am actually today at, I'm signing with For Girls with Wings today in about 30 minutes after this show.
Okay.
And tomorrow I'm going to be, well, what I'm doing is I'm donating to all the aviation causes here that are so wonderful. Girls with Wings, 99s, Women in Aviation, Women of Aviation, Medicine on the Move. I'm going to be signing for a little bit today with Girls with Wings. Women in Aviation, I'll be over at the Breakfast at the Nature Center on Friday
at 8. Okay.
And then tomorrow I'm going to be over by the Zenith booth, stand 641 in a picnic area, and signing on behalf of Medicine on the Move that's doing wonderful things in Ghana. And you'll get to talk to them later today, I think.
Oh, yeah. We've got them coming in. That's exactly right. So what inspired you to start writing? Because I've been following your blog for a while now. You come up with the most interesting people in aviation.
Yeah, you know, I have always wanted to write a novel with 8 airlines, and I've been training, and I've got 3 kids and now 6 grandkids, and so life has been busy. But I've gone through so many adventures, and I see these things, I think, oh, I got to write a book. And I finally took the time to go learn how to. I've got 2 master's degrees, and I've been writing training programs for airlines for like 21 years. And I finally decided, no, it's time to learn how to do fiction, because as much as we like to think that we can tell what's going on in an industry of any sort, we can't. You know, it puts our jobs in jeopardy. And so I thought, you know what? I could write a fictional book and take what's going on in the aviation industry in the airline world and pull it together. And probably one of the best comments I've had on Amazon, somebody said, if Tom Clancy wrote a novel about airlines, this would be it.
So how much is actually fiction in this? I mean, in terms of procedures and what's going on?
You know, people ask me, is it truth or is it fiction? And I say yes, because the book itself...
Yes to both of those.
Yeah, it's true. What's happening in our industry today with the pressures and the stress and the furloughs and the mergers and acquisitions and the loss of pensions, there's a lot of stress going on, as we've seen in the news lately, that... different, you know, is manifested in different ways with pilots and flight attendants behaving inappropriately on airplanes, and it's just stress. And so I kind of saw this coming. I've got 2 master's degrees, and one of them's in psychology, and I started watching what's going to happen to our industry when we start chipping away at our airline pilots, you know, with work rules and the stress. What will happen to them? You know, we hope they're sky gods and they can do anything, but can they? They're just people. And what really inspired this was an airline that I worked for, number 7. And somebody said during the contract negotiations, I don't care what they give us. We're going to shut them down. And I thought...
This was from a pilot?
This was from a pilot. This was from a union rep. And I thought, wow, how far could a pilot go in the name of passion, of anger, of frustration, at the end of the career that they thought was going to be wonderful and retire with a pension and sail into the sunset, to having to work till 65, not getting to, no pensions, not even able to, you know, sell their house when their company merged with another, so they're stuck, they're commuting, working more, you know, it's stressful out there. But on the side, I'm also very proponent of, you know, I'm a proponent of the industry, and I've got the best job in the world, and I mentor a lot of kids all around the world that call me and ask me, you know, email me, want me to, you know, what's it like? What can I do to get there? And in the back of this book, I posed probably about 12 questions on, you know, the future of the industry. Because not every industry is perfect, but we can make it better. And we shouldn't give up. We should always strive for getting it better. And that's really the focus. You know, just having an awareness of what's going on, you need to know. You need to know what's happening before you can make that improvement.
Well, so. Now you've got it on Amazon, and it's geared toward the public and to bring the public in. But what kind of response have you gotten from your fellow industry?
It's been incredible. It's absolutely been fabulous. And the interesting thing is, when I wrote it, somebody told me, you can't write a book for men and women. I said, no, it's going to be for men, it's going to be for women, it's going to be for people who understand airplanes and aerodynamics and those who don't. And they said, you can't do it. It's not possible. But they also told me I was 9 years old. Girls couldn't fly airplanes. So I was like, yeah, I'll show you. And the interesting thing is the guys who get it, who love it, you know, a lot of them, traditionally, I'm going to say guys, because traditionally we got a lot of men out there that I'm working with. They take it home and their wives are reading it, and they're loving it even more. So it's been really fun, and it's giving, going through the accident investigation, it gives people who aren't working inside the industry, you get to see what's really happening in the industry, what the pilots are really going through. It really isn't, oh, you only go to work 10 days a month and have this easy job. There's a lot more to it. So you get to go inside, and then also during the accident investigation, you get a little education on how airplanes work for those non-airline people. Now, I had readers. I had some friends over on the 747 at my last airline who would read it to make sure I didn't dumb it down. But then I had non-pilots read it to make sure they understood. And so that was kind of a fun process.
Wow. You've really gone a long way. But this isn't your first book, is it?
It is my first book.
But now, you mentioned her blog.
I was going to say, yeah, I know the blog. But how come I think you've written a book before? Just because the craft in it is good and the prose is tight? And did you have an editor? I mean,
I actually went through a process. I had a lot of different people read it because everybody has an idea. And somebody said, you know, my biggest problem with this book was believability, because what is happening in here, it's like, okay, one time maybe, but five, no way. And I thought, okay, how do I fix that? So every time I would give it to somebody to read and they had a question, I'd sit on it for maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks, and I'd play around with it and think, okay, why, you know? So
how long did it take you?
2.5 years. 2.5 years, and the fun thing is, well, actually the bad thing, it's kind of fun, but it's got such a great response. Now everybody is demanding the sequel right now. And so I've been
That's what they do, you know.
They do.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, they should have warned me about that. I had all three written, and then I could have brought the first one out and kind of waited
right
around. So
I think that's the trick.
It is, but no, you know, I've got really, I studied writing. And I love it. I love education. Obviously, if I've gone to school and got 2 masters after I'm working in my airline field, I love education, love learning. So this was just another subject, how to write fiction, the psychology behind it. And you know, there's a lot. If you looked at my, I have a whole wall filled with books, and now there's a couple shelves dedicated to the art of writing. And it's been a fun, really fun process. But Amazon, if you go to Amazon and look up the comments, there's many people who have said, you know, maybe that's why you said, why is this not your first book? Because there's people who write that, I can't believe this is a first book type comment. So
definitely. So where can people find this book?
Well, you can find, now here's the deal. If you go to my blog, and it's just carlenepettit.com, that's KARLENE.PETITT .com. Okay, just go there, and there's a PayPal link. Now, you can tell me that you heard this at Oshkosh, and that tell me which group you like to support. And just leave a note in there on the PayPal link so I can donate it. So that's one way to buy it. Or we can, you find me here all week long, and come over to the Nature Center for Women in Aviation on Friday. And then also you can find it on Amazon, and it's hardback, paperback, Kindle, Barnes & Noble has it in Nook. So, and we're in the process of bringing out an audiobook. So somebody contacted me and wanted to do that. So we're in that phase.
Excellent. So multimodal. And for today, you're going to be signing autographs with the books where again?
With Girls with Wings. And it's at Hangar A and 1050. 1050 is actually the spot number.
Okay.
Now, so, is your blog just days in the life?
Oh, or? Gosh. You know, my blog actually started out 8330 school when I was going to school. And I did that because it was such a complex and different. I've been on Boeings my entire life. I'm type-rated on the 72, 73, 56, 737.
All the numbers.
All of them. Except for I almost got the 707. But then I went to A330, and it was different. And so I've been teaching for probably 21 years in the simulators. And so I wanted to help. That's where it started. And then I started meeting these fabulous people out in the industry. So we do a Friday flyer on somebody every week. And then anytime there's an event, I like to write about it. And So it's kind of been an ongoing, growing process, but it's been fun.
Do you get content from feedback and things that go on your blog? Or
I do. Actually, there's a character in my book who is based off a girlfriend of mine, Darby, and everybody's in love with Darby. And she had shared with me a comment that somebody wrote to her that she is every older man's regret and younger man's dream. And I thought, wow, that's fabulous. So I said, can I use it? I'm putting it in my book. So I did.
So That's terrific. Now, for all of you out there who are listening on eaaradio.net online, go straight to Carlene's blog and to her website and click and get this book.
And the name of the book is?
Flight for Control.
Exactly. You know, you can SMS to us here. Text us at 920-550-1210. Let us know what you're thinking if you're out there listening. We are just about ready to go to a break, but Mel, we're going to come back, and we've got some other exciting guests today, too.
Fantastic.
So stay tuned.
Carlene, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both very much.
You got it.